Hey, what's up, you guys? Facepalm here, gaming podcast, and with me this week is Tony,
What's up, guys?
Matt,
Hi.
and I'm your host, Alfredo.
Cracker. Woo.
Fine, correct, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And yeah, this is a gaming podcast, our first episode. We're calling this Facepalm. Why? Because you're gonna be facepalming a lot. Let's do that right now.
Yes.
All right, most interesting news this week, Black Ops 2 trailer.
Yeah.
New
Yeah, trailer
trailer.
came out.
Reveal
Yes.
trailer.
Yeah, how about
Mate.
talk through that?
Woo!
I don't know.
All right, so yeah, interesting trailer. It told us a lot. Yeah,
Yep.
and a lot of things from zombies. Have you noticed that on the walls, like on the buildings, it said Cola?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and if you
Like
see, there's just
free
one.
Cola.
There's a sign that it says like "Welcome to Los Angeles." So the game's like, I'm guessing you're taking place in Los Angeles or something.
New
Of
York,
course.
obviously.
All right, Matt, you don't have to correct me. No, it was Los Angeles.
Okay, whatever, Tony.
All
Most
right.
of the parts. Yeah, so apparently the Chinese are attacking us, those
Yeah,
Yeah.
Asians.
Damn, goddamn chinks.
Yeah, we don't go, we're not against them.
Yeah.
And
All rights reserved.
all rights reserved. And
Oh yeah, and in the background you see like in this one picture, you see
that mystery
Resna.
box light.
Yeah, mystery box light,
Yeah,
yeah.
it shows the guy with the M16 and right, sorry for that, you guys, we had technical issues.
Yeah, actually, it was more like Alfredo's mom came in and she was like, "Alfredo!" The truth.
Face bump.
Ah!
Right,
Ow, that
so
hurt.
back to our Black Ops
I
2
hit my
conversation.
eye. Oh yeah, the game takes place 200 years into the future.
Oh
No, I'm
shit,
kidding.
2000. 13
13 years.
13. Ah, you guys that look at
I
look.
got. And like one of the main characters, you're Alex Mason's son, David Mason.
Yeah.
David. That's a
David.
good name.
David.
Alvin and the
Oh
Oh,
yeah,
what? What
Chino.
does that have to do?
His name's Dave.
Oh, fine. So let's. Whoops, sorry. Let's talk about
Yeah.
some. Let's talk some about. Let's talk about the new kill streaks.
Why are there horses in the game?
Because like the Chinese have taken over like all of their technology and they can't trust any type of technology, so
Oh damn it. Nice.
horses are like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can't be
That's what
hacked.
I'm thinking. I'm not sure, but that seems like the most
They
logical
can't
reason.
be hacked.
Or maybe they just feel like it. They're like, all right, let's ride some horses.
Yeah. They're like, hey,
Hey,
look at these
horses are
wild
cool.
horses.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well,
Yeah.
so I saw this one kill streak. It's like a I can't remember what it is, but it's like almost the new Reaper pretty much. Like it looks like
Oh
you
yeah.
Yeah, it's either like a AC-130 or something like a Reaper where you can control the missile still. Just
Yeah.
pretty cool.
And the other thing was, actually go on with your thing, 'cause I'm just trying to
Yeah, and
remember what I was talking about.
it looked like they have like their own version of an assault drone, like not that big robot kind of guy, but
Yeah.
Reaper, like the recon drone, but you can actually fly it around and shoot.
It's kind of like
Yeah,
a
no.
assault drone,
Well,
but you
yeah,
fly it.
they have the recon drone with the gun and then an assault drone too, like the
Oh
one
yeah,
above.
I
Oh
saw
yeah.
that, the
Weren't
bigger
those
thing on
little
the
guys that are like when they're
kit.
driving?
I
Yeah, and
don't know.
the other thing was where you could look through walls.
Oh, I
I
think yeah.
feel
I
like
think
Batman.
that's gonna be a kill
Bruce
streak though.
Wayne.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a perk.
I don't know if it's gonna be a
No,
perk.
it's
Sorry, it sounded
it's
really
not that'd be
powered.
overpowered, like shit.
Yeah, dude, I was like, holy shit, dude, that's fucking
Yeah, and
badass.
there's no cold blood either. It's just that
Oh.
perk. No
Nothing
camping to the
to
extreme.
counter it.
Nothing to counter. Damn.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And of course
They
you're gonna have
should.
something like the
No,
Osprey
I'm gonna
gunner,
have to say.
if they're
I'm gonna have
shooting
to
it.
say. I'm gonna have to
All right,
say.
go.
I don't like it how on Modern Warfare 3 they took off Second Chance. Second Chance saved my life on
Dude, Second
No,
Chance is
it's
bull,
Second Chance
man. That
saved
shit
my
was so
life.
bullshit. I
I
used to like
Me and
Second
my brother
Chance.
are praying that on Black Ops 2 they add it.
I have a
Trust
feeling
me.
they are, because if you see the guys, he, like in
Fly
the
down.
commercial, the guy's always
You fly
down.
down with a Magnum and with the trigger
That's the
finger.
campaign, dude. The campaign, the guy's always
Yeah,
down.
they're
Like,
always down. My bad.
yeah.
Yeah, but
Especially if they're Asian.
fuck Final Sentence, bullshit. I was playing World at War today, like yesterday. So
No
many of them
day.
had. It was annoying. No, we didn't. I was
Played it
playing
a
it
little.
yesterday today, multiplayer.
Yeah, but we played it a little bit today too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Except Cracker, I don't understand how he doesn't like World at War.
Yeah, what? Well, it's pretty fun.
He was like, today,
this is not like the multiplayer right now. It's hectic shit. And, like, I don't know. It's slow.
Yeah, but still, it's World at War. Classic.
Space bomb.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Second Chance, like, just because, like, when me and my friends were messing around, we're like, revive me. I don't want to die. And we would just try to, like, survive, but it's pretty fun. Like, that's, like...
Anyway, the new Xbox.
Hey, all right.
Speaking of Xboxes.
It's going to be pretty cool. There's been a rumor going around that Microsoft might not necessarily release, but lower the price from an Xbox with Kinect that's 4 GB hard drive to just $100. You know
no,
how
no, Kinect... no, 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 no.
With the Kinect, right?
$99.
Oh. $1. You get $1, Nacho!
Is that with a Kinect?
Yeah, with the Kinect and everything.
Oh,
dude, Arabian will bother me.
Yeah, it's great. That's all I've we have to say about the Xbox.
I've always wanted to unwrap that turban on their head and just smell it.
Matthew.
And just, like, lick the gimpy hair. That's all just, right. Like, all... What?
All right, Matt, what's going on? All right, so another thing that was released this week, the IGN app for the 360, where you can see your reviews and all their spotlight shit and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
the new right app. Right on your Xbox.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Cool. You
don't go check them out, and we are not getting paid for this.
Oh, and you don't have to reach in your pocket and pull out your iPhone to look at IGN.
Another thing released this week, May 1st, was the Skyrim Kinect update.
Oh, yeah, that thing's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah,
I don't have Kinect.
So basically...
imagine how much of a freak you would look like in front of your parents saying shouts.
Dude,
and make sure nobody in the house... I would push start and go run around my whole house to make sure nobody's home. And then I would even whisper to Kinect. I'd be like...
So basically, pushing buttons wasn't lazy enough, so they had to put in voice commands. Like, there's a command called "quick items" where it opens the inventory menu. Yeah.
But the thing is, like on if you play the Skyrim on PC, like you know how you have like 1, 2, 3, you have all those numbers on top.
Yeah, but this is Xbox.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but like, say you want to like, oh yeah, I want a sword and a shield. You say you can like hotkey, just say like hotkey a sword and a shield. And then you can say, like, connect, take out sword and shield, and then you'll bust out your sword and shield and, like, switch real quick. I think it's cool.
Or you can just press start.
Yeah, yes. But that takes
Or you could just simply push your finger down on X, but we don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like that, man. That takes too much time. You want to get right into action.
I'll be like, connect, walk forward 20 paces.
It goes 21. Connect, what the fuck?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. You could say, like, hey, wait here, 23? And like your horse 40. Or something, or your partner like stays.
Yeah.
Or they can click and say open, and then it'll open and all this stuff.
Then with the dialogue, it's gonna be like Mass Effect 3, how you're gonna be like, oh, Miranda, come in bed with me, and then she'll be like, okay.
All right. For all you Half-Life fans, Valve confirmed that Half-Life 3 isn't being announced in E3.
Dude, I just rubbed my knee right now and smelled my finger, and it smells weird. Yeah, you think I have cancer?
Probably. All right, how about the Portal 2 puzzle building thingy that's coming out May 1st?
Oh, that thing
May
looks 1st,
May 8th, my bad.
That thing sounds pretty good, man.
Yeah. Or.
Me and Tony still have not finished the multiplayer, which we need to get to.
Oh, yeah. I beat the single player.
I don't understand
not the...
how you guys haven't did that. I did that alone, by the way.
We're doing it on PC.
You
played the multiplayer by yourself.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. So yeah, May 8th, and they're gonna have workshop enabled for this, so you can just go into your workshop and download any from other people's maps, or you can make your own. I've seen a video of it already. It starts off you off in a little room, and you can. It's basically like Halo 3 4. You can put their items right there, your little gels, your Nickelodeon gag and all that.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon. Yeah. Dude, whatever happened? Do they still do the slime on Nickelodeon?
I don't know, dude. I remember they had these like old cool shows.
I've always been scared if I forgot hip. What if it was all like acid and gave you cancer?
Yeah, but remember,
why am I talking about cancer?
Remember that cool guy? I think his name was Nick, and he was like a superhero.
Oh, Nick Cannon?
No, Nick Cannon. He was a superhero. He had
Nick Cannon's that black guy.
You're talking about though? Yeah,
that's the green guy. Yeah. I think he said up or something. I don't know.
He was like up and away.
No, he was a guy, and then he got fired. But then he's like, I'm looking for a job. But he was really he really didn't have a job. He was just around there.
Yeah. What was his name? I don't know. It'll come up one day later. But anyway, for you Nintendo fans, I know people here don't like it. But anyway, I like it. And next year, they are going to release a new Super Smash Bros. For those of you who are like me and they're like, dude, when is it coming out? It's coming.
Yeah.
And also for you Zelda fans, they're going to release Zelda HD that, in my opinion, looks amazing by the just that little trailer that they have with the dramatic lighting. Looked pretty cool.
Are you guys going to get the Wii U?
That's the only reason why I'm going to get the Wii U.
The Wii? No, hell no.
Yeah, I'm getting the Wii U.
I'm not getting the Wii U.
Hey!
All right, Matt, I'm tired of you. You can just leave this podcast.
To me, it seemed like it would cost way too much, especially with the pad and the system.
Yeah, and another thing about
especially
the Wii
since
U.
It's HD.
No, another thing about the Wii U. Another thing about the Wii U.
Yeah.
That I think that should go viral to all systems. Okay. The release date that the game is coming out for the same price, you can go on the Nintendo shop and buy the game digitally.
Well, yeah, Steam box or whatever, they're going to.
Okay, that's not confirmed. Maybe Steve said they're working on a console, but
yeah, but I mean, if it is,
it should go.
This generation
that's coming
ready for gaming, online gaming. They're not going to download it. A lot of people don't have the right internet to download them.
I'm just saying, though, that would be pretty cool because if you're like me or us, Kaka, that live in a place that's
I have
like
pretty good internet.
30 minutes. Yeah, I'm just saying that's 30 minutes away from the nearest GameStop or any store that sells a game. It would be nice to get a game.
We're still buying games, though. We're still buying it. We find our way to the stores.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like the digital thing, but
I never go to.
I'm fine with digital stuff too. But
yeah, I'm okay with that. And plus, like, say you get a new Xbox, you just sign back into on your account and then just get your re-download your stuff and all that. I mean, to me, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think it should go to all systems.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing, you know what I think should go to all systems? Good graphics. You know what? The Wii U?
Okay.
Hey, the Wii U?
They say, like last year, it's going to be way better than the PS3 graphics.
Yeah, dude,
and
Wii U.
I don't think it's going to play Blu-ray. So
the Wii U is not going to be able to. Wii U is like not even as great as Xbox 360 or PS3 today. That's how bad it's going to be, man.
You know.
I mean, it's still gonna be okay.
Wait. You guys noticed that you guys are complaining about graphics for the Wii that's made by Nintendo that concentrates on cartoon games, not realism.
No, have you looked at a Wii right now?
That's how stupid it would be if they.
Yeah, but what console does better, Wii or Xbox? Maybe graphics do make
whatever. He's just sitting on the couch drinking a beer with a freaking plunger in his hand. That is not the kind of Mario game I would want to play.
Yeah, but if you do want to play like an HD game, I mean, it's good to have the graphics.
But so what do you want HD about Mario to see a?
Well, I mean, you don't need. I mean, I'm not saying about Mario. But I mean, other games. You want a shooter
or
something?
Are so blue.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but it's not. The thing is, they're not only gonna have Mario games. They said that they're gonna be announcing like real games too, like Black Ops 2 and all.
Yeah. And that's not gonna look as good.
I need to look at a good game. I can't be looking at a crappy game right there.
Yeah, dude. If I'm gonna be switching from like my Xbox, my new Xbox, like 720, whatever it is, to Wii U, I mean, that's not gonna work.
I'm not saying I'm switching completely. I'm saying on the side because of the series of Zelda and Mario and stuff. Those are like one of the main reasons.
I guess they're exclusives. I guess but
duh, Tony.
I guess, man.
Yeah. I'm just kidding!
I'm tired of you all. I'm just kidding.
So anyway, that Diablo.
About Max Payne.
I don't know if I'm gonna get it.
Now he wants to talk about Max Payne, huh?
You guys gonna get it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
He can change the subject.
I think I'll be good.
And the pre-order bonus where you go to, like, have that cemetery map or whatever?
Yeah, the cemetery. If you pre-order, you get the cemetery map, but I'm not caring much about the multiplayer.
You know what Rockstar game I am waiting for?
Grand Theft Auto 3. Grand Theft Auto Vice City Remake.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out this year, by the way.
No. Wasn't Vice City in Florida, not Los Angeles?
Yeah, it was from Florida. Yeah.
Vice City was one of the funnest ones.
Yeah, dude. Vice City to me was the greatest.
It made me throw up. It looked funky to me.
What?
Not even joking. It looked funky to me with all the pink colors and stuff. I was like, ah.
No. We're talking to a guy that only cares about the game's graphics.
I like the quality of games. It had a good story too.
He doesn't even like classic games.
I love classic games.
I'm tired of you too, Alfredo. I've tried, Cracker, we've tried. You're like, man, but these graphics. And I like
Sonic's Adventure. I like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Alright, you have to like this game. 007 Nightfire for the Nintendo 64.
I will say I wasn't a huge gamer when I was a kid. I didn't play much.
The first game I ever played. I loved that
game. Turok 2 was also one of the best ones.
Was that for the PS? I remember I had a Turok game. I didn't like it too much.
Turok started off on the 64. I like that. The story was always confusing, but using cheats with the game shark was you could teleport to random stages, and then like you see those little girls trapped in cages, like ready to get raped, and they're like, "Turok, help!" And you're like, "Don't worry, I'll push B on you, and I'll open up this gate."
So anyways, some people already announced their E3 presentations. What they're gonna be announcing in E3?
Yeah, the new Xbox next year's E3.
Oh, wait. Next year's E3?
Yeah, the new Xbox will be announced next year's E3.
I'm pretty sure the Xbox will be announced this year. They'll say, they'll say we are coming. Like, they'll probably show a picture highlighting the Xbox, how it'll look and all this
stuff. Yeah, because they're saying it's coming out.
They're
going to
show something about the new Xbox this year.
Yeah, they say it's coming out next year.
next year, like holiday time or something.
It is not coming out next year.
Exactly.
I think it's next year holiday time. Like,
you know, Let's just explain why I'm giving all these hints. Me and Alfredo. Oh, big man.
Baseball.
Have been having this. Yeah, because he was in baseball for 1 year. Shut up. Anyway, we've been having this argument. I was the only one that did that.
There we go. Got it.
Please. So we've been having this argument. We've been having this argument.
about
the new Xbox coming out next year, is what I'm saying. But he says that the Xbox will come out in 2 years. And I'm saying that it's a valid reason why it would come out next year. Because Grand Theft Auto is going to come out this year in October. Even though he's saying that it's going to come out next year in April. But it's going to come out this year.
Halo's going to come out
this year. Next year, the new Xbox is going to be released.
Yeah.
And hopefully.
The thing is, Xbox is like a 5-year-old console or something like that.
It's way older. It's almost 9.
Still good, though. We're still really? Fine with it. We're doing
yeah.
good with it.
Dude, damn. It's old. It's like way up there.
I mean, Alfredo, I want like a little better though, you know.
I've had my console too. I would like a new console too. I'm just saying I'm thinking that they're coming out in 2 years.
Crack can't afford. I'm just kidding, Cracker. We gave each other the hand thingy.
Baseball.
White guy.
Baseball.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking there.
College. Anyway, new game. Oh, a game that I think they should make, the game that I loved, a game that me and my brother can actually say we were the best at, because on the leaderboards we should have been rank one, except the register up there, because we beat the first rank one and two people on the leaderboards, is Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle Earth.
Oh my God.
2. But they should, seriously, that game, they need to update it.
You know what game they need to...
Top of the leaderboards, technically.
You know what game they need to make a new game of? Star Wars Battlefront, dude. This
Oh yeah, yeah. They said that they're making a third one, but they canceled it out of funds. Cancellation of that, and the new Halo movie that they were kept on.
The live action.
Now, yeah, they canceled that completely. Microsoft wanted too much. They wanted $75 million.
Bullshit.
That was live action. And Peter Jackson was gonna direct it, and all of these good names. They canceled everything because Microsoft was wanting too much. So I was like, "Are you serious?"
Wow.
Live action. It wasn't a movie. It was just like gonna be single videos, wasn't it?
No, that was gonna be an actual movie.
No, I'm talking about the live action series. They're gonna have like single episodes and all that. Telling more stories about the, the outer part of the Halo.
Wasn't Halo Legends?
Yeah, but they're like, apparently they're gonna be showing it on Machinima and the Bungie app on Xbox. I mean the Halo cool. app. My bad.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Halo 4.
Halo 4, huh?
Halo boy.
When is that release date?
November 6th.
Yeah. 6th? Yeah. Pretty cool.
November 6th, and the week after that is Black Ops 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The very week after.
A month before that, Grand Theft Auto 5.
And when's Borderlands 2 coming out? That's the game
September 19th, I think. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Borderlands.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm probably gonna record it.
So, I mean, I feel like live streaming, but because that game is gonna be way too long to record.
You can live stream and then just like take it off of there, like download the video.
Yeah, you can do that, but it's gonna be shitty quality.
There's like some that you just like I don't know.
They're gonna add new classes on that game. You know. Not necessarily new classes, but one new class.
What are you talking about? Halo or Borderlands?
No,
Borderlands. Oh,
no, I was just saying. I was just saying. You're talking about classes and all that. I'm like,
face bump. No. Okay, get on your knees and drink a glass of water. Okay.
Yeah, it's two slaps to the hand and a shake to the limbs. So.
Yeah. There are reasons why we don't call this fist face.
Fist face.
Face, palm, face, fist, mouth.
All right, go on. What were we talking about classes?
Oh, yeah, that new class, instead of being a berserker, how he does fist or whatever, he's like, instead of that, they're going to have him dual wield two guns that show.
So how about that amazing Avengers movie?
Ha! Adventure. May 4th?
Third? Yeah, so apparently it came out in other countries already.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's come out.
A Battleship came out in other countries?
Yeah, that too. I think Battleship came out like 3 Battleship, weeks ago.
I've heard that it was actually pretty good. But people in other countries, like in the UK, they gave it reviews, and they're like, this movie is actually pretty good.
Huh. It's going to be a Battleship reference in that movie. Like,
F9!
sorry, but you missed.
It's gonna be pretty cool, but why? I don't understand. How does a simple board game turn like a transformer
into aliens and shit?
Out of the like Optimus?
I remember the trailers when I went to go to the theaters and they showed a trailer of it, and in the beginning it's all Hasbro. It's like, huh?
What?
Yeah.
Hasbro, Mr. Potato Head. God dang it!
The movie, it's an action-packed drama. With explosions and everything.
Yeah.
Facepalm. Well, I think that's all we have to talk about this week. Do you guys have anything else to say?
Follow me at Twitter. You guys thought I had a Twitter.
You can follow me at Cracker Brand, but I don't use it. I think I have one follower, which is a stalker.
I have Twitter.
It's probably some actual, like, black guy. That just follows you. No, not a black guy, a 97-year-old black guy.
Oh yeah, one of those.
And he's just like, "Ooh, look at this fine mate here." That would be scary.
So if you listen this far, God bless you. I mean,
God bless America.
Yeah.
This is it.
If you want to come check out more of us,
if you like us, go ahead and subscribe to us.
Wait. we are mentioning Twitter when we all have YouTube accounts.
Yeah,
find me on YouTube.
If you like Deshaun,
/ Deshaun the Black, D-A as in the, no spaces. Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess. And me, Tony, mine's the Black Ops King 1, so just look. What was that, huh? Was that a sneeze?
Yeah. And if you like me, well, go to youtube.com/ Cracker Brand. Subscribe for that for HD content.
yeah, HD content.
Oh, now this guy.
Oh, Matt, bring out the HD. I think all of us are HD except for Matt, huh?
The Mad Gods.
Oh,
that's,
you got
that's still not HD.
Realm of the Mad Gods. Dude, I will record that in HD, and I'll spit in your mouth.
Well, you wasted an hour with us, or I'm not sure how much, but
Cracker,
again,
it was not
waste.
It's
about information.
God dang it, we just began.
All right.
Yeah.
So let me find then. So you guys listen to the best hour of your life. I know you guys like
us. It was 30 minutes.
Hey, we're starting. Wait, let me see. I'll check the call.
God, I am gonna spit in your mouth.
All right.
804. It was 44. It was 40 minutes.
All right. So if you guys like us, go ahead and subscribe to us on the iTunes. It'll encourage us to make more.
Hit us. Please rate us. I would enjoy some ratings.
Yeah. Just don't rate
comment,
negative.
Please comment. I like to know that there's people out that you're alive.
Yeah. Hey,
hey, this is John Connor,
messages.
And I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'm alive.
Facepalm.
Facepalm.
All right, so see you guys later.
Without her.
Later.